So we just come into these streets of Melbourne, Florida,
to remind our neighbor about the judgment of God that's coming, and to tell them the good news that Jesus shed his blood and rose again to defeat death. And if you're willing to repent and turn and seek the kingdom of God and be born again by the Spirit of God with the fruit of holiness and obedience, you have the hope of eternal life to come. A hope, not a guarantee, neighbor. A hope. And you must endure in this glorious Savior. You must walk in his word and his ways. That means you got to come out of the world. If you live like the world, the wrath of God is upon you. If you dress in pride and vanity and fashion, if you follow the pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, if you follow the church systems, if you live your life for that which is temporal, test yourself, young man. There's a narrow path to eternal life. Broad is the road to destruction. Christ made the narrow way. Check out our website. Let me know if I can help you, all right? That, I got to tell you, is really interesting. So there's like 10 people walking down the street. They all ignored me. Here comes a young guy. He's carrying probably 8 to 12 bottles of wine. And he reaches out his finger, and I shoved it under one of the bottles, and he took it, and he said, thank you. It always amazes me who takes gospel cards out here and who doesn't. The little old grandma and grandpa that probably sit in the pew every Sunday, they reject us. The guy carrying all the wine bottles, he's probably a wino or something, he takes the gospel and he'll look at it. It reminds me of the Pharisee and the publican. Yeah, it's all about a matter of a heart, and then the heart shows outward to your fruit. What an interesting thing we get to do out here.
So we're reminding our neighbors that Jesus came as a baby in a manger one time, but he's coming back as the fiery lion of Judah. And the Bible says in 2 Thess 1, in flaming fire, he's coming to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. Obeying the gospel is not going to Sunday church. Obeying the gospel is not living like the culture. Obeying the gospel is not following sports and politics and entertainment and pride and vanity. The gospel causes you to strip your life down, to lose your life. The gospel causes you to surrender all that you are for the cause of the kingdom of God. And it's a glorious thing because he changes your heart, he changes your mind. He changes your desires. Oh, you still have a flesh man to fight. Paul talks about it in Romans 7. Paul talks about Romans 8. If you walk according to the Spirit, you're not condemned. If you walk according to the flesh, you're condemned already. That is the plight of the culture and the American church system. They live in the flesh, not the Spirit and truth of God. Jesus said in John 4:24, there will come a day when people will worship in spirit and truth. The Father is a spirit, and he's seeking those to worship him in spirit and truth. Is that you, neighbor? Are you worshiping God? Test yourself, sir. Are you worshiping God in spirit and truth? Are you following this life to death and destruction, being your own God, being your own autonomous being? That means I want to do what I want to do, what I want to do. But God said, if ye forsake your sin, you shall live. But if you live in your sin, you shall surely die. So it's loving to come in the streets and talk about the Romans 8 goodness and severity of God. There is a goodness, Father sending Christ. There is a severity. Reject Christ and you reject the only hope of salvation. How can you neglect such great a salvation? Test yourself, sir, to the biblical gospel. There's a narrow path. If you're of the world, you're not on that narrow path. You're on the broad road. The churches are lying to you, every one of them, not telling the truth of God. Repent and seek the kingdom of God with all that you are, neighbor. God gives you every breath. God gives you every heartbeat. God gives you every day. But yet people squander that truth, squander those gifts, squander all those things to live a selfish life, far from the kingdom of God and far from the truth of God. But the good news is, if you're willing to seek Him, if you're willing to make Him Lord of your life, that means He controls everything. But if you're living your own life in your flesh, the judgment of God is coming for you. At your death, you'll be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth, neighbor. Jesus said, I've come to seek and save the lost. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn, but to save. That was His first journey here on earth. But when He returns this next time, and what He's told His people to preach, go preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything He's commanded. The churches aren't doing that. The churches are a corrupt business. The churches are full of lies and false traditions of men. Go read in 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4, the day will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. They'll heap up for themselves teachers, itchy ears. They'll be unthankful, having the appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And that's what's happened in the American culture. Satan has designed the church systems. The church systems are deceiving people. Test yourself, folks, to the Word of God. Metal crucifixes aren't going to save you. Roman Catholicism, evangelicalism, all of them are false man-made religions. A lot of people wearing crosses, wearing hats and t-shirts. This is not how we worship God. You don't worship God with a metal cross. You don't worship God with a t-shirt. You don't worship God in a building on Sunday. You worship God through repentance and surrendering your entire life to seek the kingdom of God. Worship is obedience to the Word of God, conforming your life to the image of the Son, not to this culture. Test your life. Look at it. If you live like the world, if you act like the world, if you talk like the world, if you dress like the world, you're of the world. Test yourself, sir. If you live in all these ways like the world, test yourself. You're of the world and you'll have no part in the kingdom of God. But if you lose your life, Matthew 10. Lose your life and you'll find it in Christ Jesus. In holy righteousness and goodness. Many people think God looks for a two-hour scrap on Sunday. Many people think they can make Jesus a hobby. Many people think that they can toy with this holy God and form Him into an image they like. Go back and read about the Israelites. They made golden calves. How did that work out for them? Moses ground it up and made them drink it. Because they were in idolatry. America is in vast idolatry, sin, worldliness, perversion, materialism, feminism. Ask yourself, Adam and Eve, one sin put them out of the garden. One sin put Adam and Eve out of the garden. One sin is going to put you out of the garden that you keep living in. You should be purifying yourself. Washed in the blood of the Lamb, washed in the Word of God. So you can know what's the perfect will of God. Jesus said His brethren were those that did the will of the Father. Is living like the world? Is living like the world? Is that doing the will of the Father? Oh, I think not. Actually, that's Satan's plan for destruction, to lull you into a sense of false security, that I attend church on Sunday, that I'm a good person. No. There are no good people outside of God Himself. Christ will cleanse you, wash you, put you on the path. But if you're on that path, what does your life look like? Does it look worldly and carnal? Does it look holy and righteous? Does it look good, pure, and true? Or does it look like flesh, carnality, and frivolity like the culture around us? Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4. What word of God are you? What word are you living by? Are you living by every word out of the mouth of God? Neighbors, test yourself. There's a judgment day coming. How are you going to fare on judgment day before a holy God? Church service, crucifixes, your own belief system's not going to save you. Are you like Noah? Are you safe in the ark? Are you in the biblical ark, Jesus Christ, who floats us above the wrath of God? Or are you living like the world? Are you of the world? Are you set for the wrath of God that's coming? You open the scriptures, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. What does that mean? That means you do your own way, and it's going to lead to your death. You live the way you want, it's going to lead to your death and your judgment in hell. Don't trample the blood of Jesus today, neighbor. Don't forsake so great a salvation that Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost, that he laid down his life, his shed blood, and he picked it up again, his resurrection. And he said, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Are you willing to rest in the truth of God? Are you willing to seek the kingdom of God? Are you willing to lose your life for the kingdom of God?